Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Alert, crowds celebrating in the streets of Damascus after the fall of Bashar al-Assad's government following a lightning-fast advance by rebel forces. There are reports he has fled the capital. It is unclear where he is at this hour. Assad's family has ruled with an iron fist for the country for 50 years.
They're a terrorist organization. We can take a moment and celebrate that an adversary fell, a brutal torturer, and that it's a win for Israel and even for the United States, but only celebrate for a minute, because ungoverned spaces breeds terrorism. It was already at least a partially ungoverned state. And even though I believe President Trump and others want to pivot on and do other things in the world, we may have to keep our boot on the throat of these Al-Qaeda-like affiliates, ISIS-like affiliates.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's Michael Allen, former Bush national security official, talking on Fox News Sunday about this. And, you know, President Trump wrote on Truth Social, Assad is gone. He has fled his country. His protector, Russia. Russia, led by Vladimir Putin, was not interested in protecting him any longer. There was no reason for Russia to be there in the first place. They lost all interest in Syria because of Ukraine, where close to 600,000 Russian soldiers lay wounded or dead in a war that should never have started and could go on forever. Russia and Iran are in a weakened state right now. One because of Ukraine and a bad economy, the other because of Israel and its fighting successes. Likewise, Zelensky and Ukraine would like to make a deal and stop the madness. They've ridiculously lost 400,000 soldiers and many more civilians. There should be an immediate ceasefire and negotiations should begin. Too many lives are being so needlessly wasted. Too many families destroyed, and it keeps going. It can turn into something much bigger and far worse. I know Vladimir well. This is his time to act. China can help. The world is waiting. So, yeah, and the analysis of, like, what happens now, I actually thought H.R. McMaster, a former, DNI? I forget now what his role was in the first Trump administration. He was on Fox News Sunday. But, you know, remember Trump had threatened about if the hostages are not released before his first day, there will be hell to pay?
He has issued a warning on Trump on Truth Social with a post there. He says, if the hostages aren't released prior to January 20th, 2025, the date I proudly assume office as president of the United States, there will be, quote, all hell to pay in the Middle East. He says he wants those hostages home before he is sworn in. How do you think a policy shift happens with him in that situation?
Okay, well, first of all, I love it because there's been so much talk about, well, we need to cease firing, guys. We need, actually, until Hamas is destroyed, in my belief, you can't have any better life for the Palestinians, and certainly you have to get the hostages back. Mm-hmm. So I would like to see us working more actively with the Israelis and others to get the hostages back, but also to make Iran pay the price for their terrorist and proxy network across the region.
Yeah, agree with all of that. He was the former national security advisor. I had to double check my memory on that. So that's the position that Michael Wallace is going to take, assuming that he... Actually, I think NSA doesn't need confirmation, so I think Mike Wallace is in. Anyway, back to H.R. McMaster talking about what this means for us and in the Middle East in general.
There's a huge opportunity at this moment, Shannon, because of really what the Israelis have done to crush Hezbollah, you know, with these recent attacks. Now you see how reliant Assad was in Syria on Hezbollah. The Assad regime is collapsing. And I think what you're seeing is those external arms, those terrorist arms of Iran, really countered in such a way that it creates a huge opportunity. Iran, I believe, has always been very weak. We act like they're strong and have all this sort of language about de-escalation. But I think President Trump understands. He used to say to me, everywhere I look where there's a problem in the Middle East, there's Iran. And he's right about that.
And by the way, I think you've seen more maps these days because you've been watching television, perhaps, and seeing the coverage of this. But in case you haven't, okay, it's useful to kind of think about where these countries are. If you start on the Mediterranean with Israel, remember I told you the left hand, the tip, the fingertips is Lebanon. That's where the fingertip war with Hezbollah. There's a ceasefire there. They've won basically that war. And down by the wrist bone, that's where you have the Gaza Strip. That's Hamas. Okay. On the thumb side is the Jordan River, and then Jordan across there. And then down below and to the right is where you have all of Saudi Arabia, the Arabian Peninsula. Okay. Your right, like your fingertip, your index finger, your one point finger. Okay. The fingertip there is where Israel touches Syria at the Golan Heights. And then Syria is a fairly large country that on the north is Turkey, a NATO ally. On the other side of Syria, on the east, is Iraq. You all know where Iraq is, okay? History. And on the other side of Iraq is Iran, and then you have Afghanistan and Pakistan on the other side of them, going from west to east. So if that just helps you put things in perspective, Syria does not touch Iran. Iraq and Turkey have a border in between them, but Syria is a proxy state for Iran. And you have all of these challenges with the Sunnis, which is the ISIS, Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, Saudi Arabia, okay? And then you have the Shia, which is Iran, Syria, the Lebanese, the Hezbollah, Hamas in Gaza, those kind of folks. And, you know, how this all plays out, well, right now you have the Shias are losing badly because they've been propped up for years by Iran. And without Russia to help them and with their losses with Hezbollah in the west of Syria, that's where this is all coming from. So back to H.R. McMaster, just because it's, I think, very important to understand, you know, what happens now? What is Trump going to do? How is this going to change in a month? Actually, we'll get to that in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the files. John?
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. Checking I-10 and I-110. And we're seeing some minor delays as you go from Pine Forest through the construction zone on Highway 29. Also still dealing with a delay on 98 eastbound. It's about a 5 to 7 minute delay now. It's looking a little bit better than it was earlier. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you have an import, you've got a good quality vehicle like a BMW, a Lexus, a Porsche, a Mercedes, a Genesis, Audi, Jaguar. You think you might have to go to the dealership to get those serviced? You don't. You can take them to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway and also on Highway 29. They will take care of those cars. They work on them all the time. No problem. Save you money, gas, time, inconvenience of going to the dealership. Okay, you take it to Bobby Likas. Same thing for your domestics. No problem. Diesel engines, yes. Gas engines, of course, obviously. The website, carclinicservice.com, like a healthcare clinic for your car, where they want to see you for the little things and prevent things, like you go to your doctor with your body for well visits. Go to Bobby Likas for the well visit. The routine scheduled maintenance prevents the big catastrophe, which can be expensive and also highly inconvenient if the car breaks down. They also serve fleet. So if you have your car or if you oversee a group of cars, GSA Fleet, Merchants Fleet, Cox Automotive, Fleetio, Donlin, Enterprise Fleet Management, and more. Two locations for Bobby Likas, the traditional one on Davis Highway and now also on Highway 29 right across from the Walmart. 818 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Back to H.R. McMaster talking about what Trump is going to do and how he's going to deal with Syria, Iran, so forth.
What are the practical things you think that he could or would do to handle that situation and differently than this administration has?
Well, I think some things are absolutely going to happen right away, which is really to tighten the grip on the Iranians from a financial perspective, you know, from an interdiction of, you know, their ghost fleet and so forth. Maybe secondary sanctions on banks, Chinese banks and others. You know, China buys 97% of Iran's oil. Mm-hmm. So they're feeding Iran's ATM so they can continue these proxy wars against us, their Arab neighbors, and Israel, and employ this strategy of really expending every Arab life, you know, to accomplish their aims of kicking us out of the Middle East and destroying Israel and killing all the Jews.
Right. And that's the perspective to keep in mind, is what is their end goal? Well, their end goal is hegemony, is control of the entire region for their particular brand of Islam, right? An Islamist state is what they want. And they have been trying really hard for a long time, more recently, much more aggressively under the Obama or under the Biden administration, because they believe they had the opportunity and it's backfired on every time these people attack Israel. You would think they would learn. Oh, man, we just can't win this war. It's weird. It's almost like supernatural how we can't manage to win this and get rid of these people. No, no. We'll still keep trying because that's their identity. So he says, what now? Well, they've been attacking us. So what will Trump do when he gets in office?
So financial pressure, but also I think you're going to see military action against these Iranian proxy forces and maybe against Iran itself. Iran has conducted hundreds of attacks against U.S. forces and locations in the Middle East since the October 7th mass murder attacks against Israel. And we've only really responded to very few of those. So I think imposing cost on Iran, isolating Iran financially and economically, I think that's going to happen immediately.
Yeah, I don't know for sure what the shape will be, but I think those are all steps in the right direction. You know, we're reluctant to get involved in any kind of land war in the Middle East, but it's, you know, something needs to be done. And right now, Iran is at their weakest, certainly with the fall of Syria. That's just not very far away. Now, still, you know, there's a little bit of a buffer with Iraq, but this is a big deal. And how will it play out? Time will tell. Okay, who's going to control? Is it going to be the Al-Qaeda offshoots, this HTS or whatever? Well, you know, time will tell. But this is big, big stuff. It's like just when you think, well, this part of the world is safe and secure. No, then in South Korea, they're declaring martial law. What now? South Korea? What? You know, and then Syria just all of a sudden, oh, you know, hey, it's Wednesday, everything's fine. It's Thursday, everything's fine. It's Friday, everything's fine. It's Saturday, total collapse. What? You know, wow. Okay, so be paying attention. 821 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
We're sharing more than ever before during the 2024 Subaru Share the Love event. Now through January 2nd, when you purchase or lease a new Subaru, Subaru will donate $250 to your choice of four nationally recognized charities: the ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, Meals on Wheels, or the National Park Foundation. Or choose our local charity, the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association, and Anderson Subaru will add an extra $200 to Subaru's donation. And for every routine Subaru vehicle service visit, Anderson Subaru will donate $5 more to the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association. So far, we've donated over $175,000 to fight breast cancer right here in Pensacola. Get a great vehicle and support a great cause at the Subaru Share the Love event now through January 2nd. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
$250 donation for new purchase or lease. Promotion ends January 2nd. See retailer or AndersonSubaru.com/share for details.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
You've got a Pepto predicament, Festive Feaster.
Who wants another slice of Grammy's famous pumpkin pie?
I do. I do not. Well, I think I need to lay down for a minute.
You overdid it on all the family favorites, and now your stomach's throwing a Yuletide tantrum. Undo it with Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Pepto Chewables provide fast 5-symptom relief, so you can get back to the feast and the festivities.
Who's ready for some games?
When you overdo it, undo it with Pepto. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm cutting your head. I'm cutting your head.
Good morning, 824 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, Republicans are rallying behind President-elect Trump's pick for Defense Secretary. Congressman Chip Roy of San Antonio says that Pete Hegseth is the right man for the job.
You got to have somebody who's served in battle and understands it, who's at the top of the Pentagon, rather than the brass who often like their ribbons more than actually doing the work that is necessary.
Roy criticized his fellow Republicans for not supporting the incoming administration.
That's a weird position to take, because the person that Trump has put up for Secretary of the Navy is not a veteran. So is it you always got to have veterans or you not always got to have veterans?
Right. Yeah.
Like, which way does that cut? Go on.
The manhunt continuing after the shooting death of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Dive crews were in Central Park in New York on Sunday searching a pond. Police have not yet recovered the gun that was used during the shooting and have not identified a suspect. And today, all days being National Something Day, is National Christmas Card Day. Bree Tennis has the details.
It's true. Americans are sending fewer holiday cards, but Hallmark says 1.3 billion will be sent. This year, it'll cost 73 cents to send that card, and that's not including the actual card, the photo, or the newsletter. The Greeting Card Association says on average, people send between 20 and 50 a year. It's a tangible item filled with tradition and packed with lies. Vice.com says a great majority of holiday letters stretch the truth in the name of holiday cheer. I'm Bree Tennis.
I have a lot of fond memories of getting Christmas cards, but I can't remember the last time I actually sent one out.
Yeah, I don't know how many we send. My wife handles that, and she says, sign here, sign here, sign here. You know, so I don't think we send that many, but packed with lies. That's kind of a dark note. A
little bit, yeah. Oh,
all right. What? It's no different than Facebook. Anyway, what, you think that's all true? Sure, sure. Their lives look just like that all the time, just like the filter. Perfect photo. David, thanks so much for the update. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
All right. Still dealing with no accidents right now. That's the good news. But we're still seeing railroad closures right now at Kingsfield, Old Kim Strand, and East 10 Mile Road. The good news with that is I'm not seeing very many delays. I'm not seeing very many delays at all. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. By the way, I should let you know, our texting service is just being a little wonky this morning. I know some of you who were sending in texts to tell us that the railroad crossings were still closed, but we think these texts were coming in much earlier today, so we're not... I would love the update, you know, so if we're friends on Facebook, you can just message me on Facebook. But right now, our texting seems to be a little bit laggy or not working quite right. So sorry about that. 827 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, I figured out what the theme song is going to be for the Congressional District 1 election.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Because there are so many candidates. There are 10. Count them, 10 Republicans in this field. Oh, my word. 10 Republicans in the field. Everybody who has ever run against Matt Gaetz except for Chris Dossiff is in this field. And, I mean, seriously, like, you have Aaron Dimmock, who ran this last time. Greg Merk, who's run two times before. John Mills, who seems like he runs all the time. And I kind of jokingly describe John Mills as the guy who places fifth in a field of three. Jimmy Petronas is in now officially. Jeff Peacock, Joel Rudman is in. Michael Thompson, Gene Valentino, former commissioner. My goodness. Jeff Macy, I don't know if I mentioned him. 10 people. 20% wins this election. And then, you know, has to win against Gay Valamont, the Democrat, and Stephen Broden, the NPA. And then you have four write-in candidates. Come on now. Stan McDaniels. Oh, Stan. Stan McDaniels is the guy who wanted to go get arrested for open carry downtown. He's a character. We also have Stanley Gray. I don't know who that is. And Richard Dembinski. I don't know who that is as write-in candidates. And we have David Wayne's all-time favorite candidate for Congressional District 1.
Boo!
Jonathan Green. So that means ultimately a field of 16 candidates. Oh, my God. So, yeah, 20% probably wins this primary, and then whoever wins the Republican primary, we assume will win the election because, you know, it's, what are we, 60, 70% Republican in this area? So, although, you got to figure this is going to be low turnout. It's weird. And I don't know who's going to win this election. Because I would say in terms of, like, name recognition across the four-county area, I mean, it's part of Walton County. Name recognition across the four-county area, I think, is probably the big advantage goes to Jimmy Petronas. He's the CFO of Florida for 6 years. I mean, he's known. And, you know, really capable guy, you know, certainly would make a good congressman. Everybody else in this field is a kind of a maybe more, maybe less. And I don't think any of them have real name brand recognition across the four. I mean, maybe Greg does because he ran twice. I don't know. But other than that, it's... And, you know, what's actually kind of sad to me is, you know, Michelle Salzman withdrew, which I think was probably the right thing to do, given the party and everything else. And several other people withdrew as well. But I think Michelle Salzman would have had a really good chance to win this election. High name recognition, the only female in the field for the Republicans, if she had been. So, yeah. The thing that people are going to hold against Jim Patronis is he doesn't live here. How much they hold it against him, we'll see.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad is granted asylum in Russia, his family's 5 decades rule over the country taken over by rebels.
With Syria's backers, Iran, Russia, and Hezbollah, either weakened or distracted by other wars, the rebels seized their chance. But the U.S. and Israel aren't taking any chances. American jets hitting ISIS locations, Israel targeting suspected chemical weapon sites.
Fox's Greg Palcott. Unable to come to a manslaughter verdict, the jury for Daniel Penny's trial in New York is today considering just the lesser charge, criminally negligent homicide.
Penny, who is white, placed Jordan Neely, who is black, in a chokehold for about 6 minutes in May of 2023 after Neely acted erratically on a subway car. Penny says he was protecting other passengers, while prosecutors say he went too far in responding to Neely, who was unarmed.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got 71 degrees right now. It is cloudy in Pensacola. Well, a Pensacola teenager was arrested last week after allegedly recording himself during a burglary, then posting it onto Snapchat. 18-year-old Jalen Bell was arrested last Wednesday. He's charged with grand theft, burglary, and property damage. Investigators say Bell broke into a truck on White Pines Drive, then took a firearm and $1,400 in cash. The victim said he saw photos on social media the next day with the suspect holding his pistol and a large amount of money. Deputies later found the Snapchat video of Bell wearing a black ski mask. His phone was tracked and placed Bell reportedly near the victim's home the night of that burglary. Bell's now being held on $40,000 bond at the Escambia County Jail. The qualifying deadline has passed. It looks like it will be a crowded field for the District 1 congressional seat. 10 Republicans, including Florida Chief Financial Officer Jimmy Patronis, State Representative Joel Rudman, former Escambia Commissioner Gene Valentino, Aaron Dimmock, and others have qualified. 4 write-in candidates have also qualified, and the only Democrat to qualify for the race is Gay Valamont. Republican candidates will be in Navarre today. There's an event happening which will feature campaign speeches, debates, and town hall-style interaction with voters. That's happening at the Grill House on 98. It begins at 11 o'clock this morning. It's free, and it's open to the public. A shooting at a bonfire left one man dead and 6 juveniles hurt over the weekend. That happened in Mobile. Police there still investigating.
Our understanding is there was some sort of party, some sort of bonfire gathering last night behind that business at that intersection, and it somehow got out of hand. There was some sort of disagreement. Dozens of people there, ranging from adults to juveniles, and of course that led to the incident last night.
And Mobile Police spokesman Blake Brown there, he says there's no word on a motive or suspect at this point. One man was found dead in a field. 2 juveniles were found nearby with serious injuries. Hospitals later reported 4 other juveniles had checked in with gunshot wounds. Again, right now, no word on suspects or potential motives for that shooting. President-elect Donald Trump has appointed his defense attorney as a counselor to the president. Alina Haba defended Trump during his New York hush money trial case and also acted as his legal spokesperson. In a post on Truth Social, Trump noted Haba's unwavering loyalty and unmatched resolve. Laura Trump, now stepping down as co-chair of the Republican National Committee, reports are she's being considered to replace Florida Senator Marco Rubio, who President-elect Trump has tapped for Secretary of State. Rubio's term ends in 2026. Governor DeSantis said last month he aimed to have a replacement announced for Rubio by early next month. Well, it's going to be a busy bowl season in Orlando at Camping World Stadium. They're going to host 3 upcoming bowl games to finish off the 2024 holiday football season. December 20th is the Cure Bowl. That'll feature MAC champion Ohio University and Conference USA champs Jackson State. 2024 Pop-Tart Bowl being held December 28th. That'll have 18th-ranked Iowa State versus 13th-ranked Miami Hurricanes. Then, to wrap up the bowl season, the Citrus Bowl on New Year's Eve will feature 20th-ranked Illinois and 15th-ranked South Carolina. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. Brought to you by PureTalk.com. Stop overpaying for your cell phone plan. PureTalk gives you unlimited talk, text, and data for just $25 a month on their 5G network. Not seeing any accidents that are going to slow you down right now. Still dealing with the railroad closures that are happening at East 10 Mile Road, Kingsfield Road, and Old Kimstrand Road. So just be aware of that. But not seeing any delays in those areas. So good news with that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
We do have a 90% chance of the rain as we go throughout your day today. High near 70 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 66. On Tuesday, high rain chances again, 90% with a high near 70 degrees. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 47 degrees. Cooling off on Wednesday with a 10% chance of some showers, high near 54 and a low near 40. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, it is 71 degrees in Pensacola and Gulf Breeze, 67 in Milton. And taking a look at our markets at the opening bell this morning, the Dow is up 42 points at 44,689. The S&P down just about 6.5 points at 6,083. The NASDAQ down 28.5 points at 19,834 this morning. 10-year bond rate up a bit at 4.176%. Gold price is up $30 at $26.89.60. Silver price is up $1.16, $32.75. Crypto all down this morning. Bitcoin down $732.27 right now. That's currently sitting at $99,212.39. Ethereum's down $87. Make that $88. Solana's down. Dogecoin down a couple of cents. Currently sitting at $0.44. Republicans rallying behind President-elect Trump's pick for defense secretary. Congressman Chip Roy of San Antonio says Pete Hegseth would be the right man for the job. Elon Musk now on a mission to make the government more efficient, but he isn't going to be able to do that alone. He'll have to work with a new congressional caucus co-chaired by Texas Republican Pete Sessions, who says they've got one simple goal.
Every dollar the government needs, but not a penny more.
He says a key part of that process will be to roll back the work from home movement that started during COVID. Apple's latest iOS update out this week will end the green message bubbles on iPhones.
The green bubbles indicate messages sent via SMS, which lacks the end-to-end encryption of Apple's iMessage service. Those messages are shown in blue bubbles. More secure message options are taking hold in the update after an FBI warning about the vulnerability of SMS communication. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
And it's 8:38. Our next news at 9. We've got breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Find the perfect gift for every gun enthusiast at Jim's Firearms. From the precision-loving sharpshooter to the adventure-ready outdoorsman, they've got something for everyone. Equip Mr. Tactical with the latest accessories or surprise the concealed carrier with stylish options for safety and comfort. Don't forget the high-tech Target Master and the noob just starting out who would greatly enjoy the Mantis shooting system. The Man Caver and the kid at heart would love their unique gifts, too. Can't decide? Grab a gift card. Jim's Firearms at the corner of Sorrento and Blue Angel Parkway.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
What does Christmas mean to you?
Hey, Andrew McKay here, and at Christmas, what I think of is the original greatest miracle of God becoming flesh and living among us. A gift of incomparable size that we were given, and out of appreciation for which we give gifts to each other. Merry Christmas.
From all of us to all of you, Merry Christmas. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
ETN makes a cut. ETN barrels into the end zone. Georgia's got the lead behind the backup quarterback.
First time they had the lead in that game over Texas, but of course Texas came back.
Now it's third and three. Throw for it wide open is Moore and his slant still running. DeAndre Moore wins the foot race. Texas strikes back from 41 yards.
13-13 at that time. They traded field goals and wound up 16-16 tied going into overtime from the Texas kicker who missed two earlier in the game that probably would have won the game for them, but didn't. Overtime, Texas gets stopped and kicks for a three-point field goal.
And the kicker with the reliable pedigree and the interesting hair right back out there from 32. And that time knocks it through. Not quite as confident a swing as it was to force overtime.
Between the yellows is still between the yellows. That's 3 points. They were up 19-16. So all Georgia had to do was get a touchdown. Gunnar Stockton in for the injured Carson Beck, who had his arm mangled in a tackle late in the second quarter, right before the half. So Gunnar had been playing the whole second half and doing fairly well eventually once he got used to the fact that he was actually in the game. But 12 yards out, he's going to run it.
Dogs 12 yards away from the win. Stockton running all the way up the middle. Gunnar Stockton knocked in the head by Makuba. Helmet goes flying. Thankfully, he's up on his feet. Flag goes flying as well.
Man, it was a brutal hit. And it looked like, it reminded me of, was it the Rock'em Sock'em Robots where you punch, and then bing, the head pops up. I was scared he got really, really badly hurt. I think we all were. Luckily, he was fine. But by rule, you have to stay out for a play. So bring back in Carson Beck, the injured Carson Beck, who can barely lift his arm enough to take the snap. His mom's crying in the stands and, you know, all the drama.
Hand it to him. Touchdown! Georgia SEC champions!
Wow, amazing. That's a pretty good game. 2 weeks in a row, Georgia is involved in an overtime, this time only one overtime, but still an overtime win. Clemson and SMU. Clemson looks like they're leading most of the game, but SMU finally comes back at almost no time left with 16 seconds left. They're down by 7.
He's thrown for 306. 10 seconds on the play clock. Still the two timeouts. Not much pressure.
Tie game. You figure, hey, 16 seconds, what can happen? A lot, as it turns out.
It'll be a 56-yarder. The wind really not a factor. Snap and hold are good. That one is good! At the buzzer, Clemson wins the ACC.
Wow, that was a pretty good game, too. So both of them get in the playoff. The only people who are upset about the playoffs are everybody. Everybody.
Not me.
Ole Miss didn't make it. Well, yeah, but Georgia was guaranteed, right?
How about them dogs?
Yeah, Georgia's guaranteed. Clemson's guaranteed because they win the ACC. SMU gets in because... weakest schedule around, but it's a crazy system. It really is. 8:45 here on News Radio 92.3. Oh, by the way, I know you're used to us doing the frivolous topic right now. Texting is not working for us, so we really can't do it without the texting. That's the audience participation. That's the best part. So I apologize if you were hoping for a frivolous, crazy topic and we wind up doing, you know, football recap. But it was a big weekend for football. I still think there's a basic problem in the idea that you play an extra game for the championship and that can cost you a slot in the playoffs.
It cost the Dogs last year.
Right.
We were 12-0, lost in the SEC championship, and they knocked us out.
And that just, we like, how can playing an extra game when other teams can sit and watch like Notre Dame and it doesn't hurt them, you know, playing in the championship game should never hurt your chances of being in the playoffs.
Absolutely.
That's, and all, we've talked about this before, that, you know, if you're the fifth place team, but you got beat by 1, 2, 3, and 4. You're the fifth place team. You know, that doesn't, even if you got four losses, you're still the fifth place team. I know Alabama fans are upset. How can I be number 11 and then be out of the playoff? I don't know. They can't do math. It's weird. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
That's pretty good. No new accidents to let you know about right now. I-10 and I-110 are looking good. Still dealing with the railroad crossings at East 10 Mile Road, Kingsfield, and Old Kim Strand. So just to let you know about that. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. If you're buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty are a fantastic resource for you. Here's what I recommend you do. You know, it's okay to have a couple of people on your list. It's okay. I mean, it is always okay to interview a couple of different people for your realtor. You know, if you've got a buddy, okay, or a family member, that's fine. Somebody goes to your church, that's fine. Just include Christina Leavenworth on the list. And talk to her and ask her, hey, you know, Andrew says you're great. What makes you special? How can you do things different? What's your strategy? What do you think we can get for this house? Ask her questions. She likes that. She likes meeting people. And if you wind up going with her, great. If you wind up going with somebody else, no worries. She makes a friend. She really is kind of a real estate nerd, and she loves to talk to people about real estate. She and her team at Leavenworth Realty sold 175 homes last year. They're on track to do about that same amount this year. People who know how to get it done through repetition, that means that, you know, they can get you all the way through to closing with good, you know, good sale price or good purchase price, whichever way you're working on it. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Sarah, it's been ages. How are things?
Hey, Lisa. Things are okay, I guess. Things with Mark haven't felt the same lately.
Oh, Sarah, that is so common. It could just be ED or low testosterone.
Really? I didn't even think about that. I was blaming myself.
Yeah, Jim had ED and low T. I thought I was doing something wrong, but it's just a medical condition. Now he's passionate about his job again, lost a little weight, and even put on some muscle since he went to Wave Men's Health. They specialize in ED and low T treatments, and you should see the way he looks at me now.
Wave Men's Health delivers powerful, personalized treatments to reignite the passion in your relationship, even if other pills and treatments haven't done the job. Don't let ED or low T put a damper on what should be the best time of the year.
I forgot how we used to feel. I got my husband back.
Dial 850-266-7020 or visit WaveMensHealth.com today and rekindle the magic, because you both deserve to feel the joy this season brings. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
This is Hill Kelly Dodge wishing you a safe holiday season. Remember, please don't drink and drive.
Hi, this is Joe with Peden Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical wishing you a very comfortable holiday season.
This is Barry Cole at Beret Jewelers wishing you a safe holiday season. Remember, please don't drink and drive.
Hi, everybody. This is Sonia Duca with Trinity Wellness of Pensacola and now in Pace. And we just want to wish you a very happy holiday. And we're just thinking of all of you. Bye. Happy holidays.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get the Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
You're not the devil.
your practice.
Good morning, 850, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Kind of an interesting little note about Taylor Swift. If you're a fan, you probably already know, but in case you didn't, Taylor Swift has finished her Eras Tour. Vancouver was the last stop, and the big news out of the last stop was that there were film crews on stage, which never happens, or so I'm told. I would certainly not know by my own native experience, but, you know, apparently there were film crews, and people were excited, because that means another movie! Hey.
Whoopee, I'm so excited.
Didn't we already do a movie for the Eras Tour? Yes, Andrew, but it wasn't a documentary with behind-the-scenes footage and onstage cameras. Okay. Good luck. Enjoy. So, you know, we'll just leave that where it is. It's fine. It's good for you. Oh, I have... This is bad news. I mean, this is disappointing news. We finally have an ultimate resolution in the Skanska Barges damages case, as in not people whose homes or property was directly affected, but everybody else who was affected indirectly. Nothing.
Huh?
The three-judge group, Jan Schakelford, Jennifer Fredrichovich, and Amy Broderson, dismissed claims against Skanska. This is in the past with prejudice. But they were allowed to bring back an amended complaint, and now it's all over. The 300 lawsuits filed against them, final judgment done. Now, you can always appeal. Okay, there's, you know, in our court system, there's always appeals, and the attorneys told the PNJ that, you know, they were considering the options for appeal. But Thursday evening, a three-judge panel of the Escambia County Circuit Court dismissed the claims of hundreds of regional businesses, wage earners, and municipalities when it granted Skanska's motion for summary judgment based on a near-century-old maritime case. It's the kind of thing that could go to the Supreme Court and get, you know, the Supreme Court could decide this doesn't fit. It's just the quirky, weird. We get a lot of cases out of Pensacola that go to the Supreme Court, by the way. The court's decision means unless the unsecured barges actually hit your property, Skanska gets off the hook no matter how badly it messed up by not securing the barges during Hurricane Sally or how much money Skanska caused our local businesses to lose. That was from a statement from the losing attorneys Brian Barr of Levin Papantonio, Tom Gonzalez, Beggs and Lane, and Sam Geisler from Alestock, Witkin, Christ, and Overholtz. The order says, here the undisputed facts show that the barges that struck the bridge broke free when subjected to tropical storm force conditions and that at the time when Skanska made the decision of how and where to secure its barges, it was not substantially certain that damage to the bridge would result from Skanska's actions. Because remember, the whole issue here is the barges took out the bridge. The bridge made it so you couldn't drive. The inability to drive meant business loss, right? Whether revenue loss for you personally or whether you're for business. And those were the lawsuits. And the judges said you couldn't foresee that chain of events simply by not securing the barges. Therefore, no culpability because it was a maritime event rather than an ordinary event. Maybe ordinarily, yes, but on my understanding, because it's maritime, no. So, what's the... Oh, profanity. That's, you know, because so many people so adversely harmed and so many were hoping that Skanska would be able to, you know, be held accountable for this. And let's just say the accountability has been relatively light for that particular set of decisions, not moving the barges back into the safety area. 8:54 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Boy, do I want to get into this? I think I do. You know,
can we do traffic first? Because that
you're a minute early.
It's okay.
It's not okay.
I still love you.
Not allowed to do it a minute early. I can be late. I can't be early.
Boys.
Fine.
Boys. Settle down.
John Pickens. John Pickens has traffic on the fours.
That's right.
For the first time in 10, 11 years almost, traffic on the fours.
Brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. No accidents to report right now. I-10, I-110 are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Not yet.
Oh, come
still
on.
Still not yet.
Come on.
Even with 7 seconds of delay, it's still not yet.
Boys, calm down.
Does conflict make you uncomfortable, Meg?
I just wonder how you've gotten by without me so long.
Yeah, it's good, good question right there. Okay, so this is a really, like, an unpleasant story. We were talking about Syria all day. Obviously, it's in the news. Afghanistan, you never hear, like, Afghanistan, oh, good story coming. It's always going to be a bad story. It's always going to be a bad story about women. The BBC reports that institutions previously offering nursing and midwifery courses have been ordered to close until further notice. That's forever. Under an edict from the country's Taliban rulers. Quote, there is no official letter, but the directors of institutes were informed in a meeting that women and girls can't study anymore in their institutes. This is from a public health ministry telling France Press. They were not provided with any details and justification. We're just told of the order the supreme leader were asked to implement it. So they were in their classrooms learning how to be midwives, okay? They were learning how to be, you know, nurses, and they said, pick up your bags and go, no more. They even told us not to stand in the courtyard because the Taliban could arrive at any moment and something might happen. Everyone was terrified, said one student. For many of us, attending classes was a small glimmer of hope after long periods of unemployment, depression, isolation at home. Taliban says you can't get educated if you're a girl past the sixth grade the year after they returned to power. Not a surprise. Everybody expected it. We abandoned the country. Just... everybody focuses on how we abandoned the country and it was bad in the getting out and the American soldiers who died. Agreed. But a presence, an ongoing presence of maybe 2,500 or something like that at Bagram could well have done for Afghanistan what had been done in so many other countries, which is had an effect. Now, maybe we couldn't have thwarted the Taliban entirely. Maybe we couldn't have prevented them from doing what they're doing right now. But influence is influence. And would they be as bad as they are now? Well, you know, it's a hypothetical. You don't know. It's a, what in philosophy we call it a counterfactual. It's a hypothetical that didn't occur. So the BBC notes that midwifery and nursing were the few careers open to women, vital ones, as male medics are not allowed to treat women unless a male guardian is present. I mean, it's just, it's atrocious because this means that the country's severe shortage of public health care workers is going to get worse. The last year, the UN said that Afghanistan, which has one of the world's highest rates of infant mortality, duh, because infant mortality, maternal health, neonatal care, all of these things go along with education. All of these things depend on having, you know, medical staff. And if you're not going to let the men treat the women, if there's no guy around, and if you're not going to train the women how to treat the women, they are 18,000 midwives short of what they need. It's atrocious. There's no good side here. There's no upside here. There's just awful. And it's one of these things that, you know, we sometimes get in the habit of complaining about the thing that's close to us because it's irritating to us. You know, like that light is too long. You know, which is, that's human nature, okay? You know, your world of problems is very small, right? Their world of problems is massive by comparison. You know, you think of the challenges that face women in America, and I'm not saying there are none, okay? But they're nothing compared. And that's the part that's so heartbreaking about it, is to see a country where you could have these things, at least for a time, and then for it all to go away. It's just, I don't, every time I read a story out of Afghanistan, it's completely discouraging. You know, what can you do? I don't know what to do. Pray, you know, you can pray. 858 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. What else do we have going on? I have something good I can say. After I got to see all the people graduating at the UWF ceremony yesterday. That was very nice. And, you know, interestingly, lots of girls. You know, girls and guys. Even in the healthcare field that I was watching. Several hundred of the healthcare workers graduating from, you know, the UWF commencement. And it kind of interesting. You see both men and women graduating in healthcare. Almost like that's the norm. Almost like that's better for prosperity. Almost like engagement of women in civic culture and economic culture is kind of better for everybody. Weirdly, right? Listen up.